saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth, and you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." They handed him a Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. This Gospel is almost a perfect setup to talk about one of my most common themes. It's called either-or thinking, all-or-nothing thinking. And it's the way most people think, including you and me. You present people with two false alternatives and make them think that if they choose one, they're smart. That's the way most people operate. That's why we can settle for Republican, Democrat, Catholic, Protestant, liberal, conservative. And most people really think, "Oh, I'm going to buy into this camp and I've got the total truth." That's never true. You'll notice he doesn't really answer their question. He doesn't please either group. Now let me tell you what the two groups are. The Pharisees would be what we would call the religious conservatives, those who abide by the law and do not believe in cooperating with the Roman oppressors, and many of them would not carry the coin with the image of Caesar on it, nor would they pay taxes, if at all possible, to the Roman government. The Herodians, so there's two people asking the question. The Herodians are what we would call probably the political liberals. They totally compromise themselves with the Roman oppressors and pay all the taxes they want. So you see how the story is set up. Two people approach Jesus, both want their answer, and if they don't get it, they'll have a good reason to be against him. So as it says, they want to trap him in speech. So they come with an attitude of hostility. Now, when we teach contemplative prayer, we call this dualistic thinking. And it's so common because most people have been not been taught contemplation. They think dualistic thinking, either-or thinking, making a choice between two alternatives, is the way to think. Every one of us in this room has been formed that way. You have to be taught how not to do that. Instead of dividing the field into what I like and what I don't like, who I agree with and who I don't agree with, which gives you a false sense of satisfaction, a false sense of righteousness, instead of seeing, well, there are values that this side is preserving, there are values that side is preserving. What if I told you I am totally pro-life, but I'm also pro-choice? Oh my God. You see, I don't like that. No, I don't. I want to know exactly where you stand so I can condemn you, disagree with you, and write to the bishop about why you're wrong. This is the way people operate. It's what the alcoholics call stinking thinking. And it's the way most people think. But to say, what do you really mean by pro-life? What do you really mean by pro-choice? And clarify that a little bit, that takes work. You have to move beyond your intellectual laziness and recognize that what some people call pro-life simply means to be against abortion. They're not against war. They're not against capital punishment. They're not for health care for the poor, but they say they're pro-life. No, they're not pro-life. They're pro-birth. Pro-birth is different than pro-life. To be consistently pro-life would hardly make you popular with anybody. And that's what happens here to Jesus. Same with pro-choice. Most pro-choice people are highly individualistic and do not recognize what is good for the whole, what is good for society, what is the common good. So when you end up critiquing both groups, but also having the patience to say, what is the value that both groups are trying to preserve? I promise you, you will please nobody. Because everybody wants you to make the dualistic choice and choose their side, and that settles the dust. That's why we're in the horrible political shape we are today. That most people have no capacity for subtlety of thought, for clarity of thought. They just choose one side. He's our man. Oh, come on. This is going to lead us nowhere. So we see, if you read the whole gospel, and there's different versions in Mark and Luke, but Jesus never really answers the question. Should they pay it or should they not? He sort of pleases both sides and displeases both sides. Huh? You can't really be sure what he means. Pay to God what belongs to God. And of course, everything belongs to God. Pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Well, just the imperial military system belongs to Caesar. So if you want to cooperate with it, go ahead. But I'm not telling you to. I'm not telling you not to. That leaves you in the middle where no one likes to be. Where you can't be absolutely certain you're right. Where the only righteousness is God. Where you're never sure you're good. Only God is good. Brothers and sisters, this is the rare space, the rare place we call faith. Where you have to live with a certain degree of darkness, anxiety, ambiguity. Most of us haven't been trained how to live there. Where I don't know that with certainty that I'm right. I don't even know what I'm telling you right now is right. I have to live in faith just like you do. But most of us have not been taught how to live in faith. We've just been taught how to live with answers. Answers. Give me an answer. So I can prove that my group is right and my group has gone to heaven and my group is going to save America. That's what's led us to the horrible situation that we have in this country today. Where most of the world cannot believe what has happened to the United States of America. That our level of thinking, our level of religion has sunk so low as it has today. But that's inevitable when all you have is dualistic either-or thinkers on the left and on the right. You are supposed to be singing, as that first song said, a new song, a different melody. But be prepared. Just like Jesus, you will have nowhere to lay your head. At the next family gathering, at the next cocktail party, both sides will dislike you. Do you want to live there? That's probably what it means to live in faith.